This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is introducing legislation to create a panel to decide whether President Trump is physically and mentally able to serve.
The 25th Amendment creates a path for preserving stability if a president suffers a crippling physical or mental problem and is, unquote, in the amendment, unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office.
Many Republicans saying this is Pelosi playing politics, including Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson.
And it's just further proof that the Democrats have never recognized the wishes of the American people when they elected Donald Trump as president in 2016.
Scientific Magazine is reporting that COVID-19 is the third leading cause of death in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hurricane Delta is already hammering the Gulf Coast with heavy rains as the storm churns more than 150 miles offshore. Mandatory evacuation orders are in effect, and many residents are taking to higher ground.
We actually stayed through Laura, and my wife and I said we're never going to stay for another hurricane again, so I booked rooms on Tuesday in Houston.
Lake Charles, Louisiana resident Stanley Hazelton, a state of emergency was also issued along the Gulf Coast. The storm will weaken once it reaches landfall, although then tornadoes, heavy rain, and flooding is a possibility in Louisiana and Mississippi. Attorney General Bill Barr has begun telling top Republicans that the Justice Department's sweeping review into the origins of the Russia investigation will not be released before the election. Barr telling Republicans that Durham is working in a deliberate and calculated fashion and they need to be patient. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Three former astronauts have written an op-ed endorsing Republican Senator Martha McSally in her race against Democratic retired astronaut Mark Kelly in Arizona's closely watched Senate race. The Senate race in Arizona is one that everyone is keeping an eye on as Democrats hope to retake control of the Senate. If Kelly does win, the state would be represented by two Democratic senators and a state that was solidly red not that long ago. As far as why the big changes in Arizona, Chuck Coughlin is an Arizona political consultant.
Well, there's a reason Arizona is a battleground state. It's because we're changing, we're growing, but it's a mosaic of reasons. More progressives, it's Californians moving in. Remember what we have been. We're a major retirement community.
Regarding that Senate race, Republican Senator Martha McSally trailing in the polls against her Democratic challenger, Mark Kelly. The two held their only debate earlier this week.
What Counterfeit Kelly wants is to delay this so that they can get liberal activist judges on the bench.
This is something that might not even come up for discussion. And if it does, I'll spend some time thinking about it. And I'll make a decision based on what's right for Arizona.
For more news, you can always follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, lest we forget, on September the 26th, it was a day set aside for a day of prayer and repentance at the D.C. Mall, brought to you by TheReturn.org. Our good friend Jonathan Kahn was there, and this was the opening statement, or I should say, the title statement of the event, and we pick up Jonathan's speech in progress right now.
As an earthen vessel been formed by the will of God, by its Creator, molded for His purposes, but it turned away from the purposes for which it was created and now was on the verge of destruction. 400 years ago, another civilization was begun, formed and molded for the purposes of the Creator. 400 years ago today, a merchant ship navigated the waves of the Atlantic to make its way to the New World. The ship was called the Mayflower. In November of that year, it landed on the shores of Cape Cod, and its passengers sealed a covenant called the Mayflower Compact. The covenant was embedded in the foundation of this new civilization that would be called America. And in that covenant, the purpose of this new civilization was declared. It was for the glory of God and in the advancement of the faith. Less than 10 years later, another ship crossed the Atlantic, the Arbella. On that ship, the Puritan leader John Winthrop issued a prophetic vision of the new civilization he would help to plant. It would be, he said, a city on a hill. The eyes of the world would be upon it. And if it followed the ways of God, then God would bless it and make it the most prosperous, the most powerful, the most secure, the most exalted of civilizations. The blessings of ancient Israel would come upon it. Winthrop's vision would come true. Inasmuch as America strove to follow the ways of God and be a light to the world, it would be blessed. The city on the hill would become, as Winthrop foretold, the most prosperous, the most secure, the most powerful, revered nation on earth. America would seek to uphold the light of freedom and the sacred value of human life and conscience in the face of tyranny and totalitarianism. It would provide refuge for the world's oppressed and opportunity for the world's impoverished. It would stand against the dark powers that threaten to engulf the earth of the 20th century. The city on the hill would be lifted up and feared and envied and emulated and dreamed of and hoped in and looked to by peoples in every nation and land. And the eyes of the world would be upon it. But Winthrop's vision didn't end there. It led to a prophetic warning. If, he wrote, the city on the hill should turn away from the God of its foundation, then the judgments that fell upon Israel would likewise fall upon it. And what was it that happened to ancient Israel? In the midst of its blessings, the nation turned from God, the God of its foundation. They estranged themselves from Him. At first it was a drift, then a departure, and finally a war against His ways. The people drove Him out of their hearts, out of their government, out of their ways and lives, out of their education of their children, out of the public square, out of their culture. And as Israel drove him out, the people, they opened up a vacuum. Into that vacuum came a flood of other gods. The gods of prosperity, of comfort, of desire, of carnality, sexual immorality, perversity and self-obsession. They became their own gods. They overturned his commandments. They disregarded his ways. They redefined truth. They created their own reality. What was evil they now called good, and what was good they now called evil. That which they once revered, they now reviled. And that which was they once knew to be wrong, they now celebrated. They profaned the sacred, and they sanctified the profane. And so the sanctity of life they desecrated. Their children, their most innocent possession, they now lifted up as sacrifices and shed their blood on the altars of their new gods. And so the blood of their children cried out against them and would call forth their judgment. And it was over that valley where they had sacrificed their children that the prophet Jeremiah stood with a potter's jar in his hand to pronounce his nation's judgment. What about America? America has likewise fallen. In the midst of our blessings and prosperity, we too have turned away from the God of our foundation. We've estranged ourselves from Him. And our falling away came the same way, first as a drift, then a departure, and now a war against His ways. We drove God out of our hearts, out of our government, out of our ways, out of our laws, out of the education of our children, out of the public squares, out of our businesses, out of our media, out of our culture, out of our lives. And as we drove Him out, we opened up a vacuum into which came a flood of other gods. We would not call them gods, but gods they were. Gods of prosperity and comfort and desire and carnality and sexual immorality and self-obsession. And we too have become our own gods. We have overturned the commandments of God. We removed them from the walls of our public square. We redefined truth. We created our own reality. What is evil, we now call good. And what is good, we now call evil. What we once revered, we now revile. And what we once knew to be wrong, we now celebrate. We too have profaned the sacred and have sanctified the profane. And as for our children, our most innocent possession, we have sacrificed them on the altars of self-indulgence. It was here, in this city, over there. It was here that their collective murder was blessed and given sanction. But 1,000 laws and 1,000 Supreme Court rulings and 1,000 angels swearing on 1,000 Bibles cannot alter one iota of this basic measure of morality. To shed the blood of an unborn baby is to murder a human life. And the most innocent of human lives. The people of ancient Israel lifted up thousands of their children on the altars of Baal and Moloch. And by doing so, they invoked their own destruction. But we have lifted up millions. And our collective hands are covered with blood. And what does that invoke? 60 million Americans have been murdered. And instead of weeping over that fact, we go still farther. It was less than 2 years ago that in the nation's abortion capital, New York, that gruesome law was passed to push the boundaries even farther to murder the unborn child to the point of birth. And when they passed that bloody law, they cheered and they lit up the tower at Ground Zero in the color pink in celebration. The city on the hill has grown dark. Its light has dimmed and is in danger of going out. It has now been overtaken by a plague that has left it shaken, a lockdown that has battered its economy and paralyzed its daily life, and the sword of disorder and violence that has set it on edge and divided it in two. It's an America that has declared war against its own foundation, a nation its founders would not recognize. An America in which the statue of one of its founders, its first president, after which this city is named, is pulled off its pedestal, wrapped in an American flag, and set on fire. And yet it was that same first president who on the first day of his presidency gave the nation a prophetic warning. He said this: "The propitious smiles of heaven
can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
We're going to pick up with Jonathan Kahn at the D.C. Mall on September the 26th, a day of prayer and repentance for America's future.
If America should ever disregard God's eternal rules of order and right, then the smiles of heaven, his blessings, will be removed from this land. And now we have disregarded those eternal rules of order. We war against the order and the nature of man and woman, of gender, of marriage, of life. And we now watch as the smiles of heaven are being removed from the land. We indoctrinate our children against the ways of God. We perform surgery on their bodies to alter their very nature. Are we not doing what the Scriptures warned us never to do, to cause these little ones to stumble? And will not the smiles of heaven be removed from the land? We watch as the American flag lies burning in our streets while another flag, that of the rainbow, is lifted up and celebrated as an emblem of pride. But the rainbow does not belong to man. The rainbow belongs to God. And it was not given as an emblem to the pride of man. It was given as a sign of the mercy of God. A mercy given in the face of judgment. But if we turn that sign of mercy against the one who gave it, then when the days of judgment come, what mercy will be left? The word of God stands against all hatred, all oppression, and all injustice against any person, people, nation, color, race, or group. And if you say Black Lives Matter, we agree, surely they do. But how do you say Black Lives Matter and say nothing of all the black lives killed in this land before they could even breathe their first breath? How can you be silent before the shed blood of millions of black sons and daughters? How do you not protest all the abortion clinics strategically placed in black neighborhoods for the purpose of destroying black lives? None of these ones can speak the words Black Lives Matter because their lives did not. But if they could speak, they would ask, why did our black lives not matter? It is for such things that judgment falls on a nation. How then does it fall? The Bible gives a very clear template. Years before that judgment, years before that destruction, the nation's hedge of protection is lifted. An enemy is allowed to strike the land. It's a wake-up call. It's a warning, a calling back from God. On September 11, 2001, America's hedge of protection was removed. An enemy struck the land and the nation was shaken. The man who warned America of the calamity that would come if it ever turned away from God, John Winthrop, ended up dwelling on an island. The ground of Winthrop's island became the ground of Logan Airport. Logan Airport is the very place from which 9/11 would begin and the calamity would fall on America. In the last days of ancient Israel, 9 harbingers, 9 signs of warning of coming judgment appeared in the land, beginning with that first strike. And it was there. I was standing at the corner of Ground Zero when I noticed an object. It was one of the 9 harbingers that appeared in the last days of ancient Israel. It was the beginning of an ancient mystery that would reveal that all the 9 harbingers of judgment have appeared in America, that appeared in the last days of ancient Israel. It was that mystery that led me to write the harbinger. When judgment came to ancient Israel, the destruction returned to the very ground on which the nation had been committed to God in prayer. The nation's ground of consecration would become its ground of calamity. America was consecrated to God in prayer the day of George Washington's inauguration, the first day as a constituted nation. If we could find out where that took place, we would be able to pinpoint America's consecration ground. It happened in New York City. America was consecrated to God at Ground Zero. Ground Zero is America's consecration ground. The ancient biblical mystery, the calamity, returns to the ground of consecration. And on 9/11, a shockwave went forth from Ground Zero. And it struck and it cracked the foundation of the very place where George Washington stood when he gave the nation that prophetic warning, the warning of what would happen if we should ever turn away from God. And the smiles of heaven were removed from the land. In the days after 9/11, Americans flocked to their houses of worship and said, God bless America. And it looked as if there could be a spiritual revival, but the revival never came because there was no repentance, no turning, no return, and without repentance, there can be no revival. When that first strike, that attack of the enemy came upon ancient Israel,
The nation's leaders responded not with repentance, but proclaiming a vow of defiance. That vow would seal the nation's course to judgment. When 9/11 came to America, the United States Congress gathered the next day right there on Capitol Hill to issue the nation's response. The Senate Majority Leader was appointed to present it. At the pinnacle of his speech, he uttered the words of the ancient vow of defiance, the same words that had been spoken by the leaders of ancient Israel in its last days, word for word. He had no idea what he was doing, but he was sealing the nation's course to judgment. And from that moment on, America has been following the footsteps of ancient Israel in its last days as a nation, departing ever farther, descending ever further from the ways of God. In the ancient mystery of judgment, the nation is given a set time to return to God, a span of years beginning with that first strike, the enemy attack, and ending with the coming of greater shakings upon it. In the case of Jerusalem, the time of greater shakings came 19 years after that first strike. 19 years the shakings came. In America, the strike came in 2001. So when does the mystery point? What would be the year when the greater shakings come upon the land? 19 years after 9/11 is the year 2020. The year of shakings. And so it has come upon the land. And long before the shakings come, we were led to appoint the year 2020 as the year of the return. And now we stand at this most critical of times, as did ancient Israel when Jeremiah looked over the valley of Hinnom with a potter's jar in his hand. And now we stand at the precipice and the crossroads between life and death, calamity or revival, judgment or redemption. We stand in our nation's capital where its future is determined. And we cry out, Supreme Court justices, you open up your sessions with the word, God save this Supreme Court. But if you overrule the rulings of God, if you judge the judgments of God, if you strike down the eternal precepts of God, then how can God save your courts? Know then there stands a court that is much higher, and there sits a judge who is much more supreme. And before his judgment, all judges will stand and give account. Members of Congress, leaders of the land, you sing, God bless America. But if you forge and execute laws that disregard the laws of heaven and war against them, then how can God bless America? Know then there is a greater magistrate and a higher lawgiver, and his laws are eternal. And by them all rulers and lawgivers will be judged. Pastors, ministers, spiritual leaders, shepherds of the land, you stand as representatives of God. But if you dilute his word, if you compromise it, alter it, turn it in against itself, if you consecrate sin and bless what God has judged, if you sanctify the darkness, then will you not be held accountable for the sheep you have misled? There is a great shepherd, and before him all shepherds will stand, and by his word will be judged. People of this land, and of all lands, if you partake in this present darkness and you do nothing to stand against it, if you give your approval and lend your support and cast your vote to those rulers and those agendas that advance the darkness, that war against the ways of God, that shed the blood of innocent children, then how can you not invoke the judgment of God upon your land, your nation, and upon your own life? We stand at the crossroads today between two altars and two destinies. And as the voice of Elijah called out to his nation.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest lowest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is introducing legislation to create a panel to decide whether President Trump is physically and mentally able to serve.
The 25th Amendment creates a path for preserving stability if a president suffers a crippling physical or mental problem and is, unquote, in the amendment, unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office.
Many Republicans saying this is Pelosi playing politics, including Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson.
And it's just further proof that the Democrats have never recognized the wishes of the American people when they elected Donald Trump as president in 2016.
Scientific Magazine is reporting that COVID-19 is the third leading cause of death in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you with us. Thanks again to Jonathan Kahn for that link that was recorded live on September the 26th at the D.C. Mall. Two concurring events. Franklin Graham had his prayer walk through the area as well there with Jonathan Kahn and Pastor Kevin Jessup. We had the return, and you can go to return.org, get an update. You can listen to the entire opening of Jonathan Kahn's presentation there. It was very powerful and put into perspective where we are as a country, and that, God is calling us to return, and there is a remedy. And we find that in 2 Chronicles 7:14. You've heard that time and time again, but are we going to be obedient to that call? Because clearly God is shaking the nation with this pandemic and riots in the streets, the madness and lawlessness that is happening in America today. We need the true deliverer. We need He who can save us, and that would be our only Redeemer, God Himself, that we need to turn to. And so thank you for Jonathan and for the team for allowing us to play this for you and to remind you that it's not one and done. It wasn't over on the 26th. This was a clarion call. This was the start to keep the passion, to keep looking to God, keep praying to God and doing what you can to be that difference. And, ultimately what we hope will happen is a revival, but you can't have revival without repentance. Repentance is where it must begin. So every household across this country, those that are people who are called by God's name, it is up to us, one at a time, to turn to God and look to God for the answers. Humble ourselves and confess our sins, turn from our wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven, and we will see the saving hand of the God of heaven's armies. Michelle Howe is with us right now. She's got a brand new book called Deliver Us, Finding Hope in the Psalms from Moments of Desperation. Just a little bit of background. You know, how can someone survive a financial crisis or job loss or the loss of a loved one? What hope is there for those suffering from depression, chronic pain, trauma, or addiction? How can we love unconditionally? Where can we turn when we're feeling lost or lonely or when our prayers remain unanswered? More than ever, we need the comfort we find from God, particularly in the book of Psalms. During the uncertain and anxious times that plague our lives, the Psalms remind us that God is our faithful deliverer and our certain hope. Michelle, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Bill. I'm really delighted.
Well, boy, you've written a lot of books here, but this one here is really special and appropriate for a time such as this. The title, Deliver Us. Give us some more of the background from your perspective.
Well, you know, it was way before any of us had even conceived the thought of a pandemic that the Lord just put on my heart to really delve into the book of Psalms in more depth. And I'll tell you, I've been a Christian since I've been 12 and I'm 60 now. So I got into a pattern many, many years ago of reading through the Psalms, the whole book every month. And it's super easy. It's just
yes.
taking the day of the month and then adding 35 times. So you get through by reading five Psalms a day, the entire book of Psalms 12 times a year.
Exactly.
And what I love about the Psalms is that no matter what you're feeling, and I would venture to say that all of us are having big feelings these days, whether
yes.
we're angry or we're frustrated or we're anxious or fearful or depressed and just so discouraged we don't want to get out of bed, we like to kind of jokingly say, there's a psalm for that, because
yes.
the psalm really does address whatever emotion we have. And God, you know, will take each one of us on this little mini journey as we open up the book of Psalms. And yet the psalmist starts out by lamenting and crying out to God. And then before the end, he has, or, you know, just says that but God moment where he realizes everything God said and promised to him.
Exactly. Well, two things. I love the 30-30-30 program. I've exercised that as well. It is very powerful. It really does, you know, take you deeper into the Psalms, and then in a month, and you keep doing that. You go through that cycle, and it's amazing how you go through, and you go, wait a minute, I just read this last month. Why is it sticking out now? Maybe because it's more pertinent today than it was yesterday. And that is the idea of the living God and his word that continues to be alive and active in all our lives, right? If we want to activate it.
Absolutely. And I've always found that when I get on that, stay on that program of, you know, the 30-30-30, that you'll find that each of those are in similar topics. And it's just a supernatural way.
Isn't that uncanny?
The Bible put together. It's amazing.
Isn't that crazy? You go, wait a minute, how did this happen? That you're exactly right. How it comes together in those 30-day segments, and you find oftentimes that, you know, these are like building blocks, and you've got the next block that, you know, connects with it, that brings it brings dimension to that particular day. You're exactly right. And I like the idea, too, also that you, because that's what I tell people all the time. You know, I tell people I'm a but God Christian, and they go, but God, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, because whenever you read in the Bible, it says, here's all this misery, here's all this stuff that's going on, and then here's the answer, but God. And so I've referred to it in that context as well.
Yeah, I've been a but God woman for many, many years, because we're all in a little bit of misery, I think, right now. But we have to always change our perspective. And I think the book of Psalms helps all of us keep our focus on Christ and realize that even though this was Old Testament and written so long ago, humanity has not changed. And the sorrows that we experience today are the same sorrows from the beginning of time. And God, as our creator, gave us this lovely, rich, and enriching book to encourage our hearts, especially in our emotions, because emotions are powerful, and they don't have to be negative as long as we don't let them rule our lives, as
exactly.
long as we're thinking biblically. And that's also what the book of Psalms does. It helps us to think biblically, and people say, well, what does that mean? Well, it means knowing who God is, through the revealed word of God, who he says he is, who he says what he'll do, and all of his promises to take care of us, to supply our needs, to never leave us, to forgive us, you know, to comfort us, and to stand with us and to supernaturally provide for each need we have. And I think right now, people who are losing jobs, losing their minds, the families are dividing over the politics, that they need to go back to God's word and say, okay, what is my first responsibility is to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, and then to make him known. Well, how can I make him known if I don't read his book to understand what he expects of me?
And if I don't remember the benchmarks of my life when, when I came against challenges, because, you know, we don't live challenge-free. As soon as you're born, you enter into the world dynamic and you start dealing with different challenges, and you go through these phases of your life facing challenges that are going to prepare you. But if you don't remember and look back to see how God fulfilled his promise, as you say, this is what validates God, is that not only is he a promise maker, but he's a promise keeper.
Absolutely. And you said something key, and we all need to learn to be better rememberers, because honestly, most of us are no better than the Israelites who get delivered miraculously from the Egyptians, and then very soon after they're complaining, doubting God, turning their back on him. I mean, that's why we need to be good rememberers. And and how can we be good rememberers? Well, that's one good reason to have a journal. And people say, I don't like to write. Well, you don't have to write much. My journal is really dating something, prayer requests, prayer answers, Bible verses. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I'm down and out and feeling like, wow, this is an obstacle I have not had to face before, I go through my journals and I can see God's faithfulness over and over and over. And I like to encourage people to do that, because God will build a faithful history for you personally when you take note and remember what he has done. And none of us remember well when we're in the middle of a crisis.
And also, interesting that we are told, I believe it's something in excess of 250 times in the Bible, to remember. Because, as you say, we're not good rememberers.
No, we're not.
Yeah. So that's a good cautionary tale. And the journal, I highly agree with you with that, because it's so cool to look back on these things, and we forget, and then all of a sudden we remember, go, oh my gosh, that's right, he was there. He did deliver me in this moment of need. And sometimes there are some of those moments that seem so insignificant, but yet ended up being so massive. We've got more from Michelle Howe after this. Stay with us.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, live.
Just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And we're talking with Michelle Howard, a new book, Deliver Us, Finding Hope in the Psalms for Moments of Desperation. I mean, we're surrounded, Michelle, by desperation. I mean, look what's happening. Suicide rate, all-time high. We were warned about this. Even President Trump said, hey, look, we've got to be careful not to let the cure be worse than the disease, and anticipated that this was going to be a strain on us psychologically. The fear factor has overwhelmed us to such a degree that, some people, in the political mindset say, oh, well, it's going to be over, as soon as the election over. I don't think so. I think the brain damage that has been executed upon the people is so severe that your book, Deliver Us, would sincerely be a powerful anecdote to the fear factor that we've been exposed to nonstop. And I will say, living in Florida, I was born and raised in California, Michelle, and, we'd have earthquakes. And earthquakes would come and they'd go, 2-3 days, and if there was some damage, even then, it went through the storyline and we were in and out of it in a couple of days. Here in Florida, okay, we have an older population here in Florida, hurricanes come. And during hurricane season, which we're getting down to the end of it, thank God, even though we have one coming in right now in the Gulf. A hurricane season here in Florida, I mean, you think it's a Super Bowl. It's 10 days of hype. And in each 15-minute segment, it gets more and more dire. It's no wonder everybody goes in and buys up all the toilet paper and the water that they can do. And, all of a sudden you go into the stores and it's like suddenly we find ourselves in, what seems to be a third world country experience because everybody is so panic and fearful. And it's amazing how the people here in Florida have been pounded with, the hurricane news. And so here we are with COVID since January, particularly. Since March, it just keeps getting worse and worse and more dire that if we don't have an anecdote, and this is why Deliver Us is so, I think, so instrumental and came out at a time that you may wonder, you say, oh, God, you silly you, here you are once again. you do this kind of thing. You knew this was going to happen. You knew that Michelle needed to write this book. And thank you for being obedient and blessing us to remind us again just how powerful the Psalms is and what an anecdote and a delivery option it can be for us. I mean, and the clear delivery option, the one delivery option out of, out of our stressors that we're dealing with today.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I agree with everything you said. And you know, as a writer or a teacher or anyone who studies, you get more out of it than the reader does, because right. I had to spend hours and hours and hours delving into the Psalms and really studying them. So I feel like I was more blessed and more prepared for all this chaos that happened, because the Lord knows that I'm like everybody else. I can get anxious. I can get fearful. I can get whatever. And one thing I had noted in the book, too, is that we are creatures who really like normalcy. And I don't think that a lot of Christians even realize that all change can be stressful. All change.
Yes.
So whether it's a good change, like your son or daughter getting married, or, you know, going on a vacation you've wanted to, or those middle of the night terrifying phone calls you get that you didn't expect, it can take a toll on us. And I think people need to realize, okay, my first response maybe wasn't the best, but with God's grace, redirecting myself to Scripture, my next response can honor the Lord. And
exactly.
So I'm trying to encourage people, hey, we're all in shock. We all didn't know what we were going to be getting into. And as you said, the hits just keep coming.
I mean,
it's just been a wild year. But I'm always reminding myself and others that God is sitting on the throne calmly. And
yes.
He is letting this filter through His faithful hands to us for what I believe is the pruning of the church, the true mm-hmm. church.
Yes.
So that we stand up and be light in a dark, dark world. And if we can do that, then, the potential of bringing others who are lost to Him is just amazing, and we have to look at it from that perspective. But you're also absolutely right. We live in Michigan, and we had an earthquake a couple months ago, and we don't get earthquakes up here. And it was just like, oh, wow, this is something new for 2020, I guess. But again, people are responding in fear rather than faith, and that grieves my heart, because the Lord wants us to know, I am trustworthy. Trust me even when you don't feel like it. And once again, delving into the Psalms, you can find yourself in the middle of, just a lot of problems. And then by the end, again, we go, but God is faithful, trustworthy, true, and He's there, and He's with us, and the Holy Spirit is inside of us to comfort us and empower us and give us grace to handle what we need today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think too many Christians are trying to live in tomorrow and next week and next month and all the what ifs. But Jesus said, I gave you grace for today, and that's it, honey. So we have to do today's responsibilities and leave tomorrow in the hands of the Lord.
Well, that's what we love about the daily bread. It's always fresh, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, you know, when you talk about blessing God, you know, the cool thing about blessing God is we get blessed. I mean, you know, it just kind of flows right back at us. And that's the thing, you know, because sometimes in the Christianese vernacular, you know, it was, oh, blessing God. But in the everyday context is that there's a reason why we bless God. Is that, you know, unsuspectingly, we don't bless God to get something in return. But time and again, when we bless God, we get blessed. And so
absolutely.
What does it do? It just keeps us going back to the trough, so to speak. And, you know, because we know, not that we do it for the reward, but that, you know, I guess in a sense we are rewarded with God's blessing, but hopefully that's not our motivation.
Absolutely.
But to know God more.
It reminds me of the old song, Trust and Obey, for there's
yes.
no other way.
Mm-hmm.
To be happy in Jesus, but trust and obey, and it's so simple. But He wants our trust, and He wants our obedience. And when we trust and obey, you're right, a supernatural effect just transpires in our lives, and we are blessed. And I think He is pleased, and He's saying, okay, keep this going one step at a time, trust and obey, and you will see, you know, how I'm going to work out this impossible situation.
Michelle, when people find themselves adrift and untethered and confused, Why is the Psalms so important for them, especially at that moment?
Well, you know, I think that we always are going back to the Word of God because it is eternal, it is unchanging, as is our Heavenly Father. And I think that we have to keep reminding ourselves that as our Creator God, He wrote the entire book of the Bible to be our guidebook through life because He loves us so much. He knows how we function best as humans. And He wants us to, as you even said earlier, you know, we have to have that breastplate of righteousness on so that we are fighting ready. And all of our lives, we have that you know, that warrior and soldier mentality, because the Christian walk is very hard and we cannot do it in our own strength. And I think when we get that into our heads and realize we're doing battle every day against unseen forces, and where do we go to be equipped? We go to God's Word. And I think people feel adrift and untethered when they're not tethered to the Word of God.
Amen.
And that
Amen.
Has to be the mainstay, and not just the book of Psalms, the entire book of God. You know, we have to read all, the Old Testament, New Testament, all of it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just, I've just noticed that the people who are not falling apart are the people who are making a priority of spending time in God's Word every morning or evening or afternoon, and, you know, writing down a couple verses on a 3x5 card or putting it in their phone, carrying it with them throughout the day, looking at it, saying it out loud, praying it out loud,
exactly.
And then settling back into whatever task they're at.
And especially for the people who find themselves unemployed right now, through no fault of their own. I mean, this dangerous virus that has infected our country has turned our world upside down. And now more than ever, we should look to the Lord and see how He delivers us. And I'm already hearing stories, Michelle, I'm sure you are as well, of people, you know, thinking, oh my God, there's no hope. All the government help has come and it's gone. But look what God did.
Yeah. Well, and you're correct, and it's touched our families' lives as well, so we know firsthand of what you speak. But, you know, to encourage others, and how I want to encourage myself, is that God sees our predicament. He sees our confusion and our grief. He even sees our diminishing bank accounts, and He knows. And I think, again, we have to go right to God's Word and realize, as we do go through the Psalms, that He's suffering with us. He suffers right alongside of us, and His Word tells us that He'll never leave us or forsake us, and that in the midst of all our feeling maybe hopeless and purposeless, you know, if we don't really feel like, what's my life's purpose right now? I don't have a job. That we, first of all, know we're invaluable to God because He created us. And it does not matter one whit to Him whether we are employed or not. We are intrinsically valuable to Him. And yes, are we in a hard and difficult season? Absolutely, we are. But a season is not an entire life. And we have to remind ourselves of this. Everybody goes through tough seasons. And for the person who's lost their job, this just might be it. But there's another side to it. And God has not written the last page of the book of your story or mine. Mm-hmm. And once again, where do we go? We have to remind ourselves we are God's child. He has promised to meet our every need. And meet our need, He will. But I think as Americans, we struggle so much with independence. We want to be independent when God is saying, I want you to be dependent upon me and interdependent upon your brothers and sisters.
Exactly. This is going to be a tough one to answer real quick because we only got about 30 seconds left. You know, in finding you address and in finding the balance between enabling somebody and helping them.
Yeah, boundaries, 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 because you know what? We always have to look at what God wants for other people in the long term. In the long term, He wants all of us conformed to the image of Christ, and we need to be self-disciplined, self-sacrificing, have boundaries with others so that they reach that point of maturity too.
Well, this is good stuff here. Her book, Deliver Us, Finding Hope in the Psalms for Moments of Desperation, will be linked on our website, available at all the usual places. Michelle Howe, the author of 25 books, published over 2,500 articles and reviews on parenting, women's issues, and the empty nest. God bless, Michelle. Appreciate it. Take care.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen